Production. Recorded live.
My name is Doc. I'm the creator of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show and Whispering Energetic Healing. I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. And I really work with many individuals with some challenging health issues around the world with Skype or phone. And really, anyone who has access to a computer can benefit. For further information as to the healing work and how you can receive your complimentary energy scan, you can just go to my website of www.whisperingenergetic.ca. So the intent of the show and the reason why I'm doing this radio show is to explore options for the audience as to their healing on cutting-edge healthcare practices that integrate Western and alternative medicine practices. This week, I am interviewing author and self-help expert Annemiek Dow on the topic 21 Layers of Soul, Healing Self-Judgment with Karmic Ties with Friends, Lovers, Families, and Enemies. So, Annemiek, welcome.
Thank you.
You have such an extensive, interesting background. I'm just amazed. I helped you.
There's something wrong with the line. I can't hear you correctly. Can you please repeat your what you were saying? Because I didn't hear half of it. Sorry.
Yes, I came across your information in 2013. I was listening to another internet radio show, and I came across your name and was very intrigued. So I Googled, and I thought, oh, this just feels so right, the type of work that you do. And and was working with layers of the soul. So I downloaded the, signed up, and purchased, which is, thank you, because I'm actually incorporate this as much as I can with the knowledge that I have into my existing healing work.
Great. That sounds great.
So I'm quite excited about it. And I understand that you have now a second edition of the 21 Layers of the Soul in Dutch version.
True, it just came out this week, so I'm really, really happy. So it means that a lot of readers liked it, and I was able to make a second edition. So in Dutch it is, and in English it's just the first one because it just came out. So yes, you're right.
Ah, that's excellent. It's a fascinating book, and for anyone who is doing any type of healing work, whether it's Western medicine and or working with any Eastern type of, I guess that you may refer to it as healing modalities, I would really recommend that you pick up Annemiek's book. So based on that, and from what I understand, Annemiek, you had a manic operation at one point in time, and that's my body. Give you signals to really slow down, and from what I gather, it, you ignored it, like many of us do, including myself, and that created sort of burnout or possible burnout for you, and you got into a healing crisis. So can you spend a few minutes and just explain to us what exactly happened? How did you get into all of this paranormal work and then further healing work?
Well, then I need to start by saying that I was originally trained as an engineer, so I was very used to using my head, thinking my way through life instead of a feeling. And when I nearly suffered from a burnout, I was working at Ericsson, the telecom company, was a manager there, and I was working too hard, and I twisted my ankle in a bad way. And it didn't heal. And the physiotherapist told me that I, ignored my ankle because I said, well, when is it going to work again? Because I need to go on a holiday. We're going to walk. We're going to Tuscany, and we want to do this. We want to do that. Well, you can hear it in my voice. It was like do. I need to do so much. And then he said to me, "Well, it will never work again if you don't start to listen to your body, because it wants to say something to you." And he gave me a book of a Belgian doctor, and it was about body work. So I signed up for the course, and I started to do all kinds of exercises. And that made me feel my body again, reconnect to my body again, and feel all the emotions that I used to block. And the second I started to feel the emotions, I also started to feel emotions from other people surrounding me, doing all the exercises with me. And that was the moment that I realized that I'm paranormal.
And can you explain to me, give me a description, what is paranormal? For someone who may be listening today, it might sound a little like really kind of out there. So can you explain it?
Yes, well, to me, it's really natural.
I understand, you know.
Yes, and my way of being paranormal is that I feel in my body what's happening in someone else's body, the emotions, the thoughts, but also illnesses. I can feel, I can sense, I can detect, and I can translate. Sometimes I see future things, future events. I hear my guides. I can listen to angels. I can talk to deceased people. So those things weren't there yet when I started to feel my ankle again and my body again. But that came when I seriously fell ill later. I was ill for 3.5 years. And that was when I already made a switch to study again, because when I found out that I was paranormal, I thought, well, I need some courses. I need a new study because I need to understand how it works. And then I became a paranormal therapist. So I have an official document that says, well, she knows what she's doing, if you believe in it. And then I was working for a couple of years and I fell ill, seriously ill. And I didn't understand that, because to me, illness was a sign of doing something wrong. And in a way, a judgmental thought. But that was what I had learned during my studies to become a paranormal therapist. And it really wasn't about doing something wrong. It was a way to develop myself, to develop my skills, to grow as a soul. And that was the period in which I learned to talk to angels, to listen to my guides, and changed a lot and transformed into a medium.
Oh, that's so interesting. And I think that happens just to so many of us. We're not listening. I certainly didn't listen. I was in the corporate world and kept having one health issue crisis after another. And finally, when I had the big cardiac arrest, no damage, it was like, okay, we have to listen. We have to listen to our body. And that may be a way that maybe the angels and guides are pushing us, you know, because we were down, we're literally down on our knees, and they're pushing us to listen and follow our soul, what the soul is trying to tell us.
Yes, and if you still have a lot of mental energy, you can block them. And I was so sick that I couldn't block them anymore, so I started listening.
Well, it's interesting because you're an engineer.
Sorry, the line is dead. I hope
you were a manager. But that would be a lot of left brain thinking. The left brain would be, yes. And so by really getting sick like this, it would push you more into the right brain way of thinking.
Well, in a way, I always was a combination, but I didn't know that. I didn't want to use one half of me. So I wanted to walk just using one leg. And, well, that doesn't work very well. So now I'm using both. I'm not only paranormal. I'm also a logical person. So I combine those two. And then it works. I think everyone should combine those two halves. One half isn't better than the other. Not the right, not the left.
Right.
You really need both. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had both, I think. But you know how to use them. So use your head when it's needed and use the rest of it when you need the rest.
And it really does take some training, and it does take time. And if you're really not in touch with yourself, really.
Yes, that's true.
And comfortable about who am I, then you're going to push those energies out.
True. And what I think is that you also need a lot of trust and letting go, because I think we tend to use our heads when we want to stay in control, thinking that if we decide how it will work, how it will be, then we know the best way to create it, but we don't. In fact, we don't. And if you really understand and start to feel and experience how it works when you let go of the control and let the universe help you, then you create a completely different life. So, and you need some experiences of those types to really feel it, experience it, and then it's easier to trust yourself and your instincts and your intuition and live like that.
And what better than to be in touch with someone like yourself who you were extremely ill,
mm-hmm.
and you worked your way out of that illness into self, and have this issue. Nothing is more encouraging than to really be in touch with someone who's gone through it. They've walked the path. You know,
true.
they're talking
yes.
the talk.
I think that is because all the my experiences are in my aura. So if you connect to me, you can feel that it's not textbook information. It's me telling about what I've experienced and the conclusions I drew and things like that. And if you meet people who went through all difficulties in life, then you can learn from it, not by talking to them, but just connecting to their energy, because it drops off. You start to resonate with it. So it really helps.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, I have to ask you, because you were able to identify there's 21 layers of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Could there possibly be more than 21 layers of the soul? Like, how did you come up with the number?
Well, there are more layers, because I'm already writing my second book in Dutch. I was already working in the 22nd layer when I was writing my first book, so I already knew that there were going to be more. But my guide simply told me, please stop this book at 21, because it's well, you have read the book, so you know it's a nice combination. It's I think it's perfect the way it is. And the other layers are completely about different topics. So there's a natural, I think, what's the word in English? I've divided it. It isn't divided. It's more of the same, and still it isn't. If you go through the higher layers when you pass the 21st layer, but the 21st layer, well, perhaps we should explain first what the 21 layers are, because I don't know if everyone knows what 21 layers of the soul are. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, every person has an aura, a cloud of energy surrounding you and also going through your body. And that aura looks like an onion. It's layered. So every layer has another layer surrounding it, another layer surrounding it. And if you look at it, it's like a big onion with all colored layers. And if there's a problem in your life, if it's a health issue, if you have problems in your relationships, doesn't matter what, it's in your aura as well. So if you would come to me or Skype with me about difficulties you come across, I can read your aura and I can start to work in your aura, because problems in your aura are like a blockage, like a knot. And when energy gets stuck, stuck means it doesn't flow. And if it doesn't flow, the self-healing mechanism of your body can't do its work. So what I simply do is make the energy move again. So I remove the blockage, tell you what it was about and why it was there. And the theme of the layer explains why it was important to you. So reading the aura, you get new information about your life, the things you come across, and what you can do about it. So you can work on the problem in your life, or you can heal your aura and do it the other way around.
Do you find, well, I'm sure that you do, I guess my question is that for the amount of time that I've spent working within and muscle testing for the within the different layers of the soul, that you could be, for example, in the blueprint of the body, then, but that then takes you back down to the emotional layer of the soul. You know, I guess the question is that can you jump from, you know, from the team down a bit,
yes,
and keep moving up and down and throughout all the different layers?
Yes, you can. But in my daily practice, I don't jump that much, not anymore. But there mm-hmm. is a type of system, because if I work in, for instance, a 12th layer, that's the layer with the family karma. You find all family trauma, the arguments you have with your spouse or your mother or things like that. They are there. Illnesses that run in the family, you can find there also. If you work in that layer, automatically the other layers up to 12, so 1 to 11, are cleansed as well. So if you work in 12, all of themes that are in the other layers, in the lower layers connected to it, you remove them in the same healing session. So then I look at it and I think, okay, what's next? And then I go to another layer with another theme. But normally they aren't connected.
Okay.
Because all the things that are connected, well, it's like when you're working in the garden and you find a weed and you think, oh, this is the wrong one, and you start to dig into the earth, and then you find some roots, and then you have to go by all the roots and then get it out, and then you have the whole plant. That's how it works in the aura as well. So I start at the highest layer with a problem in it, and I work my way down.
So say, just sort of a thought to this, if someone came to you and they thought, okay, I'm going to try this out, I'm going to see if this is going to help me with my illness, can
mm-hmm.
they simply connect with you on Skype like we're doing right now, because you're in The Hague, is that correct?
I'm not in The Hague, I'm in the Netherlands. And The Hague is very famous.
In the Netherlands.
It's a nuclear meeting. And yes, I'm working, and I think I'm 2-3 weeks away from having it all set. I do Skype sessions as well, but because it's international, I had to clear some legal things, because the Dutch law is different than the US or the Canadian law. So I had to make sure that it would work, and I had to look, and as you know, I'm not that good at time difference and different zones and things, so I need to reschedule my calendar to make sure it will all work and will work properly. But I often work using Skype. Last week I worked with someone in Sweden, and it was a blast, and it worked very well. So the distance isn't a problem. It's making the connection. It costs a little bit more energy, of course, because I need to make an energy line to the other side of the ocean and then do my work. So that costs more energy than if you would be here in my practice. But that's no problem. So if people want to connect with me, they can. And the easiest way to do that is using the website, which is the easiest website I have in English. It's 21layersofthesoul.com, the number 21. It's 21layersofthesoul.com. And if you go there, you can buy the book, you can find my information, you can send me an email, you can do whatever you want. I'm also on Facebook, of course, and Twitter, and then you can connect. And I will inform you as soon as I've organized it, and I will let you know how to get in touch with me for a session.
Well, that's just fabulous. And the more information that we can put out for the general public, and, you know, certain people are going to resonate with you, and certain people are going to healers. There's one that has their own particular vibration. So I'm mm-hmm. really pleased that you came on, and I really do appreciate it. I am looking forward to your next book that's coming
I'm
out.
Still writing.
You're still writing. I'm just curious how many more layers that you'll be working with, or is that something that information you'll be providing later?
I think it will be up to 40 if I'm right. But I'm not sure yet. But is it okay if I emphasize for those who don't want to go on Skype with me, if you just read the book and connect to the energy of the chapters, because every layer has its own chapter, and every chapter has, except for the explanation of the layer, a lot of case studies with which you can resonate. And in Dutch, and I found out in English it works the same, people start to resonate reading the book. So you don't necessarily need a meeting with me. Of course, you're very welcome to have one, but you don't always need it, because the themes in your aura start to resonate when you read it and connect with the energy. So some chapters will really appeal to you, and some you think, well, okay, I have the information, but not really important. And then you go to the next, and then suddenly you start to resonate again. So it's a very easy way to do self-healing, because you really do it yourself.
Oh, so you're actually resonating with your words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just so interesting. Wow.
Yes, and people that buy the book in English can download the Aura poster for free. It's all on my website, 21layersofthesoul.com, and then you can hang it up your wall and look at the layers, and it starts to resonate as well. So I've had some experience over the years with the layers and the book and how it works. And I didn't know it when I was writing it. I was just writing it because I wanted to share it with people, because I was so happy to find out how it worked. And I thought, well, if it helps me, it can help other people. And as far as I knew, no one else was working in the layers, in those layers. So that's why I wrote the book. And then, well, as an extra gift, as a bonus, it worked long distance without me. Just the book itself has its own energy and helps. So, yes, I'm really happy with that.
That is so fascinating. Oh my gosh, Annemiek, that's just so interesting. And, you know, I downloaded my chart. I had it nicely packaged so that I can use it. And what I'm finding, I do a lot of medical intuitive work, I'm just adding this. So this is just another massive, you know, layers, of course, that you can check into as to what's happening within your body. So I'm very happy with that. Now, you gave us all your information, how to get in touch with you, and I will... be providing this as a replay on my website, and encourage anybody else to also link it to their web information. It is extremely important now that to ignore the body or the signals from our body, not to have to go through the extreme sickness that Annemiek has experienced and many, many, many others, before they actually turn the corner in their life and listen to their soul, listen to what messages they're getting from their higher, you know, guidance. So let's share this work. Thank you so much for coming on, Annemiek. I really appreciate it. And
it was my pleasure. It really was my pleasure. Thank you.
I'll be following with you in the future. And will you be putting out any course at all? Do you have a course that you'll be teaching?
Yes, in Dutch I already have a lot of courses. I teach other colleagues to work in the layers. I teach starting healers how to work with energy, and I also teach, and that's one of my favorite courses, physiotherapists and nurses and people who touch people during their work, how to use their energy doing their normal work, so they can heal while doing their normal work. And so I give a lot of courses, and I'm really planning on doing that abroad, but I'm not there yet, because there's so much work to do, and it's just me now. So I will be announcing it when I will cross the ocean and give courses on the other side of it. And if people are interested, please let me know, because the sooner I know that, I can do something about it. So I try to use my time wisely, and that's one of the things I'm really planning on doing. So yes, thanks for asking.
Excellent, and we can get some have you do a circuit here in Canada and the U.S. and that would be fabulous. Again, with Anik over here to North America and start sharing this information. It would be fabulous. So thank you once again. I appreciate you coming on. And Phil, I'm going to say goodbye to you now, Anik. And
okay.
And thank you. For everyone for listening. And this is Brenda Lanoff of Whispering Energetic. That's www.whisperingenergetic.ca. And bye for now, everyone. Thank you.